Hi, everybody. This is Pam at the Paper Outpost, and today I'm very excited to show you some very simple examples of some little booklets made out of book pages and playing cards, or perhaps game cards. Very easy. So the nice thing about these little booklets is they're just open. There's no pages inside other than these two, but they're harder, so they the sturdiness of them really works well, and you can put them. Let me get a demonstration here. You can put them on the top of a journaling page. You can paperclip them to the side. You can tuck them in a pocket. All sorts of fun things you can do. And they are relatively thin, which is always our goal. So, okay, here's this example. I'll show you our prototypes. And here's prototype number one. This is a camel-colored book page on the back. It's actually a genealogy page from an old book. And I used a botanical image I found in a book. And, of course, I put a little stickles and nouveau. I always say that wrong. Nouveau crystal drops. Yeah, there we go. Just playing with that to jazz it up a bit. A little piece of sari silk on the binder. And then a little stamp in the corner, and I figured this one had enough decoration on it. I was going to leave it as is so somebody has some room to journal there. Okay, so here's another example, a black and white one with some brown edging. And this is a little piece of fabric with the word rabbit stamped. I just used the individual letter stamps and basically went between the large ones and the small ones haphazardly, and just used some nouveau crystal drops around the edges, and I made little rabbit bunny patterns of through the snow. I don't know, that's what I was thinking. Okay, and this one I put some plain paper on the inside, but for contrast I put this nice little botanical image from an old book and the word thoughts up here. So these are very easy to make. Oh, and there's a little piece of black seam binding along the side. I'm going to show you some examples that are a little bit different than this as we make them, so you can see some different ideas. And I'm going to use two different glues so you can see how they work. Okay, we're going to use glue stick on one, and we're going to use art glitter glue. This is the art glitter glue. Sorry, it's so dirty, but you know, that's the way it goes. Okay, so let's get to it. Okay, all right. Eagle is landing. Okay, the eagle has landed. Okay, so the first one I thought we'd use, I'm going to put my glasses on so I can see. Okay, there you are. Okay, let's bring you in a little closer. Okay, there you are. Okay, I'm going to use these two playing cards. Just, I figured everybody probably has extra playing cards around. And if you don't, as an option.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
You can use, these are some game cards that you can use, and you can also use direct mailer cards from the mail and the junk mail. They'll work just as well, but these, what I like about them is they're already exactly cut out for you, the perfect size, and the corners are rounded, which makes it very nice when you're folding paper around it. It's not going to poke through. Okay, so let's get to it. Toodly do it. So I was working on this book page the other day. I don't know if you remember, but I tore out a chandelier here, and this time, I think I'm going to use this as my outside of the little booklet here. So I'm going to glue these two on the inside and then figure out where I want to cut around it. So I'm just actually going for the darkish color on the back to have some contrast. And I think I'm going to start with the glue stick. Okay. And here we go. Really tough. This is a very easy project. Yet again, anybody can do this. And you can modify it about 1 billion ways. And this is just fun to stick in your back pocket as like, oh, what am I going to do for ephemera today? And then like, oh yeah, I forgot about that little idea. So this is one of those little ideas. Tuck it in your repertoire. Yeah. I do that sometimes. I have this, you know, big pile of old journals that I made, and I totally forget about things that I did. So sometimes I'll go through them and I'll discover some ephemera that I made, and I totally forgot to continue to use that technique. So consider this your depository of ideas, for ephemera. Okay, so what's it look like on the back? We got that. Okay, so basically you can do this a couple of ways. You can cut it, you can use the tearing ruler. I think this one will just cut so I can show you. And you want to leave about a half an inch all the way around. So I left the bottom, that's, I'm going to leave that, and I'm going to kind of go similar around size around the edges. No measuring, just eyeballing, my favorite method. All right, you can measure it if you want. For those that like to measure, I understand. And now I'm just going to continue with the glue stick, and I'm just going to run around the edges. Okay, go down the center. Really doesn't matter. But here's the thing, what I do, I don't know if most people do this, but I do this. Okay, here's the thing. I'm going to take the corner, and I'm going to fold it so that it makes like a right angle or 90 degrees here. And I don't do that corner cut because my ends always end up peeking out for some reason. I can't quite get the rolling with that. So this is what I do instead. And I do this with fabric, with thicker papers. It's just my thing. Okay, there we go. And it seems to work. So until it stops working, plus it saves me a step, I don't have to make that cut. I don't seem to have too much of a problem with bulk there. Okay. So now, to get the flaps down, we're going to actually use this whole thing as the flap squisher. Okay, so we've already got some glue stick here, so we're just making sure these little guys are tucked in, and we fold, and that'll give us a nice crisp edge. Okay, flip it around the top-a-roo, and we fold. Okay, going to do the same thing on the sides, and we fold. We might need a little more glue there, but we'll see. I got enough there? Yeah, okay. And we fold. Okay, so there, basically, we're done the back. And what I like to do at this point is, I just need a little more glue there. Okay, and don't worry, because we're going to put something over this, so even if you smudge the glue on the middle of the card, it's okay, because we're going to need glue there anyway. All right, so I like to fold it at this point and just, now, oh, it's important to leave a little space in the center, so there's easy folding, okay? That's very important. All right, now, I'm just going to fold it, give it a little crease. My corners are matched up, and I got roundy like corners. That's nice, so I'm happy with that. And here I go. So now all I have to do is cover the inside. And with this one, I thought I would use, I just have this little 6x6 card that looks like an old writing ledger, and it seems to fit very nicely here. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to place it where I would want it. Okay, so I'd say that looks pretty good. And I'm going to use my tearing ruler and just leave it there and tear that. And this one, I can see where I would like to have it. So I'm just going to, and I'm also using the guidelines on the paper itself. I know I have a straightish line, and tear that. So I've got the shape already in place. Okay, so I'm just going to remove that. It's a little sticky, but not too bad yet. So next I'm going to, let's do, what are we doing? Okay, let's do this one in pink. Since I do have the rough edges here, you can leave those, but I thought I would ink these up a little bit because it'll give a nice contrast. And the little torn paper edge always really grabs the ink nicely, so it shows. Now it's true, I don't have every section torn, but I can live with that. This is just a little doodad, and I can still get enough on here to make it look highlighted. Okay, and then around the outside. Okay, easy enough. Now we're going to glue, and you can glue on this or you can glue on this, and I'm going to glue on this. That way I know I have my edges all covered. When you glue on the base, you're kind of guessing whether you covered everything you need to cover. So this glue is super strong. If you find that your glue stick is not super strong, you may want to use a different kind of glue. Pretty much any glue will work. You might just have to work with drying times. Okay, going for center, center, crossing fingers, holding breath, squash, finger tool, finger tool. Now, here's the important part with these little guys, is that you have it in place, but you're trying to encourage it, you're training the spine, okay? So what I want at this point is to, again, fold it in half, and I'm going to fold it in half. Actually, I'm going to fold it backwards first, and I like this little technique because it, I don't know, it just gives it that really cool finished polished little look when you go down the edge like that. So now we have that. That's cool, huh? Okay, so now I'm going to fold it, so train it, okay? You're in training camp. I hope you passed all your tests. Okay, because paper likes to slide and move a little bit. I just want to make sure that the spine freely opens back and forth. Okay, and so it does now. Now you'll notice that if you did it right, when you bend it backwards, you're going to have a little elevation here on the back. And that means that's right, actually. You've created a little spine and it gives you that extra little bit of room to fold. Now, paper is not super strong on its own, so we may want to reinforce this with something. And a thin piece of material works great here. Here I used the sari silk. Here I used some seam binding, both very thin materials. You can use muslin or cotton, or if you have a thin lace. And I think because of the contrast here, I'm going to use the thin lace. Okay, so let's do that. And I'm going to go ahead and, yes, use the glue again, sticking with the same glue so you can see how that goes. Doopy-doo, doopy-doo. It's just fun playing with paper. I could play with paper all day. Yep, just lock me in my little paper outpost here and throw away the key and leave me with the paper glue and scissors and I could have a lot of fun. Okay. Okay, here we go. I don't care if they're all masterpieces. They don't have to be masterpieces. They can be just fun. All right. Here we go. So I'm going to go like the halfway point, totally getting glue on my fingers because that's what I do. And then folding over and deciding how much I want showing on the front because I might want to put a little design on the front. So I might want just a little bit showing. Okay, so I have that. Very easy. Okay. And when it's folded, it's easy to make the trim to get your bottoms and tops even. We like easy around here, right? No complicated nothing. Yep. Fooey on complicated, right? Yeah. Well, sometimes complicated. It's fun, but not always. Okay, so we have this, and then, oh, what are we going to do on the front of this? Now, I did have grand plans. Okay, now, initially, I was going to take this page and tear out this little flower and ink it around and glue it on there, but I thought, well, I've kind of already done that and showed you that, so I'm going to try something different. And my grand plan... Oh, where is that? Yeah, my grand... Oh, here it is, my grand plan. I was going to use a stamp. And I found in my scrap pile this little torn piece of book page, but it has a white space on the back or a cream colored space. So I'm just going to stamp a little spot on here. So just remember that, you know, take a look to see what you have. You don't have to have a million supplies to do this. You can just have a couple stamps. You can have a, you know, paper, scissors, glue. Okay. And, you know, you can use your stuff in different ways to make different things. Okay, let's hope this works out. Oh, pretty, pretty. Oh, that worked out really good. You know, sometimes you never know. You might have to do your stamp a couple times. And I am going to do the old tararoo around this little stamp because she's really cute. I love this little birdie. Okay. Okay. So I got a little smudge on my little thing, but what do I call that? I call that vintage aging antique technique. That's right, because I always have dye on my fingers and ink on my fingers, so... Now I'm assessing to see if it'll fit. Now I think I need to go a little more narrow. So just narrowing, narrowing. Okay, checking. Oh, that's not bad. You do just a hair narrowing. Just not too much. You want to give a little border around your stamp so there's some breathing space. Just rounding my corners. Don't have to round the corners. It's totally up to you. It could be totally Hot Podge tear. I think that looks good. Nice contrast with the background. Nice contrast with the lace. And let's ink. Okay. So what color would you like to be? You would like to be, we could do you pink or we could do you, but I think we're going to do you brown. And we're going to do the old walnut stain today because that's what we have. Oh, it's so organized today. Can't believe it. All right. Yeah, watch me fall flat on my face here. Can't find something. All right. Inking. This is a quick ink, so we don't have to pause on this one. I like that little sound of the inker. Anybody else like that? Yeah, I think that's kind of cool. Okay, so we're going to put her down, and we're going to use the glue stick, because that's what we're using. And we're inking, and we're inking. And the other thing is, if you can't quite motor it that way, you can motor it this way, which is a nice way to use your glue stick to stick things. Okay, so I'm going to put this little guy there, and you are looking just absolutely cutie boo, right? Right? Very cute. We could try inking the corners, but honestly, these corners are dark, so it's not going to super show up, but this gives it just a little enhancement. So, well, we'll do it just because we can. We're here. We're inking. Okay. And we can go around the outside of this and just ink that because very quickly. Just for fun. Okay, so we have this. So we have some. Okay, we have this inside. And we could do a couple of different things here. We have some wording on this paper, so we could just leave that as is and, you know, that's it. Or
when you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We could put something on the inside in addition to. And I just pulled out some words here. And I'm going with the contrast. So this is kind of like a light sage green color. None of that. And here's a word, illuminate. And I thought maybe I would put that on here, maybe at the bottom. And I'm just going to give it a little tear look. And I just printed out a bunch of words on copy paper, basically. I like to have a sheet of white words on white copy paper and a sheet on maybe a coffee-dyed paper or an avocado-dyed paper. So depending on what the background is, it will pop. So let's see. We're going with the contrast of the brown here because we have the pink there. Doo-dee-doo. And this is horizontal across, so we could mimic that and do this horizontal across. I don't know why. Somebody probably said that somewhere at some point. Okay. There we go. And that's one thing with your spreads. If you're working on in your journal and you open up the pages and you're looking at two blank pages, what do I do? What do I do? Consider it one giant page and try marrying the two together or kitty corner cross things, cross pollinate this way and this way to bring cohesiveness. You can do it with stamps or material or little pictures or color. You can even do it with color. So just some thoughts there. So there we go. Very cute, very easy. And that one is done. So let's do the next one. Okay, this one, I'm going to use some game cards. And what is this? Trivial Pursuit game cards. I bought these like a whole box for $2 at the St. Vincent de Paul, and I don't think I will ever go through all of these, but I have tons. And what I'm going to do is I do have my little nipper, and I'm going to nip. And I'm going to use the little nip. This is the crocodile corner chomper. You don't have to do this, and you just use a pencil or something small like that has a circular shape and put it on the corner and mark around with your pencil and just trim it off. But since I have this little guy, I am going to do it. You can do it with a nickel or a dime or coffee cup, whatever you like. Okay, so now I have what basically look like the playing cards. These are a little narrower and longer, but that's okay. All right, so what we were going to do with this one, since this is a dark background, I'm going to make one with a light background. And this is basically a white. It's a botanical book page. And I just thought that would be fun to use. So let's use them up. Okay, so what's going to show on the back? All right, doesn't really matter, because we're going to play with it anyway. So remember, don't think too long. Don't think too long. Just go. Okay, so going. Oh, no, we're not. We're changing glues. Right, and I have the glue at the ready. We're going to use this glue. Okay, as promised. Put the little pin over there. All right. Oh, yeah, that works good. All right, so going around the world. And then we're going to do our X and a swirly. That's how I do it. There's no hard and fast rules about this stuff. Oop, okay, so I'm just going to put this here. That looks like a good spot. And this one, going around the world. And, whoops, stay on the world. Do an X and a swirly. Everybody has their own technique. I know. Leaving a little space, very important. I'd say about maybe an eighth of an inch is good. Okay. All right, so there we go. And this glue grabs pretty fast, so I'm happy with that. All right, so now we have the back. And this time I'm just going to use the tear ruler. So if you don't happen to have your scissors ready or your whatever, just leave about maybe a quarter to a half an inch. Probably half inch is best. So you have plenty to work with. Just tear that off. I've got enough on the bottom, on the top. And I'm just going to give myself some on the side here. Okay. So now we're going to use the glue again. And we are putting this here. Can you see? Yep. Okay. And putting that there, the corners. And I guess I can go around. This glue kind of dries fast, so if you're going to do this, make sure you move it. You know what I mean? move it. Okay. All right, so I'm going to do my corners first. Little 90-degree corners. Bed, what is that? Like army bed corners? Nurse bed corners? Hospital corners. That's what it is. Hospital corners. Okay. Get those hospital corners in. Tuck in those sheets. All right, we're tucked. Now we're going to use the very fancy, complicated technique of folding using the page as our... You just got to, let it grab for a second. Once it grabs, it's grabbed. Okay, fold. Easy peasy. Oh, come on. There we go. All right, and we're in, and we're folding. Okay. This would also be great to use for little gift cards if you wanted to put those inside here for holidays and stuff like that. A little pretty little cover, something different, you know? Anybody can go out and buy stuff, but where's the fun in that? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right, so here we go. We got that. Now what are we going to do? We're going to fold and train. Okay. Of course, I have something stuck on there. All right, that's all right. We're going to roll with that. Okay, whoop, what's going on here? Nope, we got to recheck, make sure everybody's where they should be, and fold and train. So give your, this paper is probably not strong enough to hold the fold itself, becoming the spine. This little booklet won't be open 1,000 times, so maybe it's slightly overkill. You could totally leave it as this and it would be just fine. But we just want to be sure. So, okay, we have that. And then on the inside, I thought I would use this. This is a old page from a guest visitor's journal. I just tore out the pages because I liked it had lined pages, and I can easily pop it in here. Oh, it even has the word notes there. Let's work with that. You see this? Yes. Okay. All right. So we're going to put it down where we want it to be. And it moved. Okay. Where we want it to be. We get our ruler. This is not officially a tearing ruler. I just call it that. So if you really want a tearing ruler, the one with the little jagged edge, that's what you're going to find if you Google those. But this is just a metal ruler, plain metal ruler. You can use anything with a sharp, straight edge, clean, straight edge. Okay, there we go. Now we're done. All right. So now I'm going to ink the edges on this one. How about we go with green this time? And we're going with forest moss green. I have my blue-green dauber, so it'll probably be a little bit of a cross color. But my little greeny thing is kind of, he's good in green, so he's not listening to anybody and their nonsense. Okay. Now the other thing you could do here to mimic the rounded corners there is you could round these. So I'll just do that so you can see what that looks like. We're going extra fancy on this one. Mm-hmm. Hold on to your hats. Hold on to your hats, people. Okay. And we're going, and we're hanging out with the paper, just the paper and the glue and a little bit of color, ink, and us. And that's called a perfect day. That's right. All right. Okay, there we go. All right, now we're going to glue you down, and we're going to use the same glue. Here we go. And I'm going to glue this part as opposed to the base again, because then I can see exactly where my little edges are going. I'll just use a snake on this one because he's long. Okay, we'll do the backward snake too. Okay. Yeah, sometimes we run amok here and you never know what we're going to do. All right, trying for the center, crossing our fingers. Center gods align, and there we go. And we're down. Finger tool. You can use a brayer, that very odd little... you know, thing that people use to bray or squash. All right, now we want to bend backwards and we want to highlight our little middle fold. For some reason, you only have to do it on one side and it comes out like super awesome. Okay, now I have to retrain my paper to go the other way. Okay, that's what we want. You get back where you're supposed to be. Okay, we fold and we train, right? Training, and there we go. So I think I'm going to, now let's decorate this pop-up. I'm going to ink around his edges and, oh yeah, I remember what I was going to do with this guy. Oh, no, you're the wrong one. You go away. Where's the brown one? You're brown? Yes. You're brown? Yes. Okay, this is walnut stain. Okay. Quickly going around the edges. This is a quick ink. Just hold your breath. It'll be over in like seconds. Don't really have to do the back spine because we're going to cover that. And... oh, look at that. Rapido. All right. And you can do the inside just for extra oomph. We like oomph. Totally optional. Okay, there we go. All right, so we have that. We already have the word notes there, but let's say you didn't have the word notes, or maybe you want to do something different on this one. I don't want to put a word. I'm putting the words in all these. I want to do something different. Okay, how about we put a little stamp in the corner, and this is a little ladybug stamp. All right, so let's put you in brown, and we'll put you on the corner. Oh, yeah, well, a big wet one there, huh? That's going to take a while to dry. Okay. Okay, that won't happen. Okay, so let's just say he's got a little on him. Let's dry him off a little bit, but let's just do this for fun. Okay, so he's just got some fun little guys crawling around the corner, and that is fine. And what I thought I would show you on this, could totally leave it with the word notes, and that looks great, but let's say you don't have the word notes, or you don't have a stamp that you can put there that says a word, or you know, it's just really, you know, you're bare bones, and you got to think of something fun. Well, Natasha on Treasure Books came up with this idea, and this is an awesome thing. I use this all the time. Her idea is I just grab a book page, of course, because that's what we do, right? And you just randomly look at the book page and look for a cool word, a cool phrase, a cool anything. So this is just a random book page about birds. And I'm just looking very quickly here, and there's all sorts of gobbledygook. And you could put dense growth of trees, or a wooded island, or a sea of grass, or a botanical composition. I mean, anything to spark an interest, okay? So I think I'm just going to tear out botanical composition and use that. So we'll show you how that goes. And we got to decorate the front. And I got a different idea to decorate the front on this one. All right. So you just got to be a little, you know, keep your eyeballs on where you're tearing so you get the whole word. And don't cut off the last letter. Bam. Okay, there we go. And that's okay because I'm going to ink around it a little bit, and that is going to highlight it a little bit. And a little bit, and we are all brown and green on this one, so maybe I'm going to do, let's go with the brown again. Where'd you go? There you are. Okay, because it's going to show up different against the green. Right one? Yes, check. Okay. You know, I should put like a letter on the back of here that says like B, or like for blue, and no, that could be brown. No, that won't work. Okay, I have to think of something different. Never mind. All right. That could be blue or brown, right? Yeah, that would be a disaster. Okay, we've been there. We've sung that song. Okay. I guess I could just put a little splotch of the color there. That would probably be the smart thing to do, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. So we have botanical composition. I'm just going to cover this up so that you could see what that would be like. And, okay, I'm using the same glue. You could also sew these. You could use the double-sided tape and stuff like that. But I just thought I'd show you two different kinds of glues and how it could work. And there we go. Okay, so we have botanical composition. We have our stamps, and I'm calling the inside complete. Going to the outside now, what can we do on you? And I have an idea. I thought I would show you the little lavender drawing again so that anybody can do this. This is so easy. Okay. Greens. Okay, I think we're going to use green and this color. Okay, so this is basically drawing with liquid pearls today. Okay, it's very easy. And I'm going to do this because it's going to contrast against the black and the white. Okay, so I'm just going to do some do, 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 shoo. Okay. And we got a shorter one. Do, 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 do. Little cross hatches, basically. They just become whatever they want. And I think I'm going to give this guy a different color stem. Because maybe, you know, he's of a different variety or something. Shoop, shoop. Okay, maybe we'll do a green one, just for fun. Do, 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 do. Shoop. Okay. All right, so there we go. And what's the most important thing we do when we play with the liquid pearls, the Stickles or the Nuvo? We put it aside to dry. Right, okay. So we could even, you know, jazz this up a little bit. We can put some corner dotties. All right, I know. I haven't put the material on the edge yet. And that means that I'm going to probably stick my finger in this stuff. Okay, I'm back. I'm going to try some ribbon on this one. Now, ribbon is a little stiffer, but I'm going to see if it will accommodate the glue. Everybody, Hang on. Okay, we're back. Just had a little dog emergency there, but everything's handled, and I'm back in action. Okay, so I'm going to use a piece of ribbon this time. It's a little stiffer, but we shall see how this works with the glue, and also try not to smudge the design. Should have put the ribbon on first. Okay, here we go. I'm going to put a line here and a line on the back. Then I'm going to use the finger tool and smush and cover the spine as well. And that way you don't get those blobs showing through your material. Sometimes the glue does that. So glue, okay, yep, I got my glue on it already. Okay, well, but so we're rolling with it. Okay. All right. Putting that there on the front, aligning where I want it on the front. Okay, now I'm going to fold it. And the glue gods are going to work with me and adhere. All right. Just gotta wait a second or two for this glue to grab. That's pretty good. Okay, and trimming the edges. All right, hang on. Okay, so it is grabbed now, and that happened fast. I had to say bye to my husband. He was off to work. Okay, so there we go. We have this little guy. And he looks like that on the inside. He's really cute. And who else did we make? We made this little one with the little bird. Very cute, adorable. Okay. And then we have the two prototypes. Here we go. Little one there. Here we go. And I'm not touching that. I'm not touching that. I'm not touching that. Okay. And here's the other one. So they have four examples. I'll get those in view so you can actually see them. Boop-a-doop. All right, so that's pretty much it. So they're very easy, very simple. You can use household supplies and lots of book pages, and there you go. So I hope you have fun with these. I hope you enjoyed it, and I'll be back with more ideas for you. And please like, subscribe, and share. And my journal is coming. It's just not coming as fast as I'd hoped, so it might be another day or two. But all is well, and I wish you all happy crafting. Take care, everyone. Bye-bye.